It's Thursday, and that means it's time for the ETF of the week.
Hey, how about you and the ball guy having a blast with me?
That's right. Have a blast here every Thursday with Tom Lydon of ETF Trends. No more pulling your hair out to figure out what the best ETF fund is. Tom Lydon of ETF Trends joins us here on Money Life every Thursday to give us his pick of an ETF to watch or to watch out for.
I'm not only the heckler president, I'm also a client.
When it comes to ETF funds and things get hairy, we bring in Tom Lydon to smooth it all over.
ETF of the week time here on Money Life, where we talk with Tom Lydon. Tom, of course, the editor of ETF Trends. If you want more information on ETFs, not just on ETF Trends and ETFTrends.com, but if you want more information on ETF investing, soup to nuts, learning what's out there, what's new, what's happening, what's developing, what's maybe closing and hasn't been working, all that stuff, ETFTrends.com can help you. Tom, of course, runs that site. And if you want more information beyond ETFTrends.com, they're on Twitter at ETFTrends. Tom is on Twitter at Tom Lydon. But right now, Tom is on Money Life. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is
the AlphaMark Actively Managed Small Cap ETF, ticker symbol SMCP.
Wow, the AlphaMark Actively Managed Small Cap ETF. Again, the ticker SMCP. This is a really interesting pick because this is, I won't say it's ETF history, that may be overstating the case, but this is an ETF that was made out of a traditional mutual fund, which most of the time the SEC doesn't really approve. And there's a lot of interesting stuff here. So lay it out for us.
Oh, you're right, Chuck. We got a lot to talk about, and this is why we selected this ETF. As you point out, it was converted from a mutual fund to an ETF, and most of the reasons why fund companies don't want to do that is because they don't want to lift up the hood and let people see what they're doing on a daily basis. But the folks at AlphaMark said, listen, we like the ETF structure for all the right reasons. We like the ability to charge less of a management fee. We like the tax efficiencies of the ETF structure. And because we're unique in the way that we manage this, we don't think others are going to be able to replicate what we're doing. I had a chance to talk with the CEO and Chief Investment Officer, Mike Simon, and he told me a little bit about the process, the thought process, and the conversion. So that's great, number one. And again, just to remind folks, this is a fairly new ETF. You can take a look at it, make sure you look at the long-term trends, but most importantly, the way that this is managed. Small cap, active, transparent. You can go to their website and see every day what their underlying holdings are. But the thing that I love about it is the benchmark is the Russell 2000. And through their process of deciphering what stocks to have in there and what stocks to not have in there, they'll usually have between 25 and 50 holdings. Those holdings are really picked based on certain screens. Some of those screens, just to give you an idea, the kind of the growth level of the company, the operating margin relative to price to sales, the cash flow to cover capital spending, market return on equity, the underlying value compared to other relative stocks within the benchmark. So going through Russell 2000 stocks, ended up coming up with 25 to 50 underlying stocks that represent that benchmark, really gives kind of a special look at stock selection and active management. And with that, you've got an actively managed ETF. There's one kicker, though. It, at any point in time, the performance of this ETF goes 5% above the underlying benchmark, which is the Russell 2000. They then will sell all the holdings and then buy an ETF representing the Russell 2000, so it reverts back to the Russell 2, and then they start the process all over again. And they've done that with the idea that you can't always beat the underlying benchmark, but when you do,
lock it
take your eggs and pull them off the table and start all over again.
Really interesting. Now, this is also a fund that only has about $25 million in assets. We talk about new funds all the time, but I know, and I've quoted you in my columns, that you kind of like to wait till there's about $50 million in assets, right?
You really do, and this is what it comes down to, liquidity. Are the underlying holdings liquid? So in a case like this, if this happened to get you excited once you looked at this ETF, you go in and you look at the bid and the ask spread. Because again, unlike a mutual fund, this trades on an exchange. It has a bid and ask spread. If the spread is too wide, that's something you might want to stay away from. However, put in a specific limit order. And if you can get your order executed at a tight price, then it doesn't matter how big the ETF is. You can get in at a price that measures the underlying benchmark. So that's something, again, we always talk about from a liquidity standpoint. And I know, Chuck, with something like this, you're going to say, well, where does this fit in the portfolio? It really comes down to your small cap allocation, looking at it and understanding where that fits in your overall portfolio. Do you feel that small cap is going to outperform large cap in the coming years, where it hasn't the last few years? And then most importantly, an active strategy like this, especially when there's a discipline behind it, is it worth diversifying maybe an indexed-only small cap allocation to have something that might be a little bit more actively managed? These types of strategies are going to be very interesting as we continue to see the ETF ecosystem grow. And as I talked to Mike Simon, the CEO, I was very much encouraged because they had the guts to go out and expose their underlying holdings on a daily basis just for the fact that they know the demand for active management is coming to the ETF space.
It is an actively managed ETF. There are not many of those. It's the ETF of the week. It's the AlphaMark actively managed small cap ETF, ticker symbol SMCP, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining me on Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon is the editor at ETF Trends. For more information, go to ETFtrends.com. Follow Tom on Twitter at Tom Lydon. Follow ETF Trends on Twitter at ETF Trends. All right, we have just gotten off to a great start on the Thursday, October 15th edition of Money Life. Up next, the big interview. So don't touch that dial. There's much more Money Life to come right after these messages.